is a matter purely of externals. It is no especial cultus of nature and veracity, but a mere whim of veering fashion that has made us turn our back upon the larger, more various and more romantic art of yore. A photographic exactitude in dialogue is now the exclusive fashion, but even in the ablest hands, it tells us no more, I think it even tells us less, than Molière, wielding his artificial medium, has told to us and to all time of Alceste or Orgon, Dorin or Chrysale. The historical novel is forgotten. Yet, truth to the conditions of man's nature and the conditions of man's life, the truth of literary art, is free of the ages. It may be told us in a carpet comedy, in a novel of adventure, or a fairy tale. The scene may be pitched in London, on the sea coast of Bohemia, or away on the mountains of Beulah. And by an odd and luminous accident, if there is any page of literature calculated to awake the envy of M. Zola, it must be that Troilus and Cressida, which Shakespeare, in a spasm of unmanly anger with the world, grafted on the heroic story of the Siege of Troy. This question of realism, let it then...